Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A Northfield man is charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a child under 13. According to the criminal complaint, the victim and a relative went to the Northfield Police Department Monday morning to report that 41-year-old Hugo Vasquez Mora had sexually assaulted the little girl. The child said she'd gone to a party with her father. She was playing a game, Monsters, with other children in another room. She said Vasquez Mora kept coming in to check on the children, turned off the lights, and molested her in a closet. She went into detail and said she was scared and wanted to kick him, but was afraid to. The victim told a social worker that Vasquez Mora said he would tell her father that she liked it if she told anyone, but she said it was disgusting. Vasquez Mora voluntarily went to the police station Monday night. He said there were five or six children playing zombies and they turned off the light. He said he was drunk. When told that the victim had gone to police, he said he might have touched her when they were playing. He denied any intent, saying he may have lost consciousness. Vasquez Mora is also charged with second-degree criminal sexual assault, causing injury, and using force. Bail is set at $40,000 with conditions. An omnibus hearing is April 23rd. Two people were able to escape a burning home. Yesterday morning, Faribault Fire and Police responded to heavy black smoke and flames coming from a house at 422 7th Avenue Northwest. Chief Dustin Dienst said fire crews spent a lot of time and effort tracking down and extinguishing hidden fires in the many voids that exist in this home. The home suffered extensive smoke, fire, and water damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Dienst commented, quick thinking by an adult female on the first floor to alert a family member who was upstairs at the time to evacuate the home kept this fire from being a tragedy. Right down to the original walls and floors, the old Rubenstein is completely gutted as Freetime Restaurants LLC transforms the three buildings at 5th and Division, originally built in 1878, into a casual bar restaurant now called Reunion. KYMN got a tour from part owner Brett Reese.
There's a couple architects that are involved in this project with us, and they said, take it all back. Take it back to the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and let's see what we got.
Seven layers of floors were removed in some areas. Layers and layers of ceilings and walls, windows and doors have been exposed. Chad Jenkinson, part owner and president of Freetime, said it was like taking away layers of time. Reese said there will be openings to see between the floors and between the buildings. A lift will be installed for ADA compliance. The plan is to offer a lot of different spaces within those buildings.
Bar, wood fire restaurant, lounge upstairs, bar upstairs, entertainment, and also events, a place for events, banquets.
The wood fire grill with chef's table will be exposed to patrons. There will be a patio outside for eating. Five Northfielders own Freetime restaurants, an homage to Dan Freeman. Jenny Roney explained the name Reunion came from a desire to honor everyone's memories from the Rube and take that into the next generation, a gathering space for old memories and making new ones. I have pictures on KYMNradio.net. And get ready, Rice County State Aid Highway 1 will close to through traffic between Highways 246 and 3 beginning April 30th for complete reconstruction. The road closure is expected to be in effect until November. Local traffic will be permitted, however, direction of traffic will be restricted during construction operations. News from around the state is next.